This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Queen State Senator Malcolm Smith has faced scrutiny long before his arrest yesterday for allegedly trying to bribe his way into this year's mayoral race. WNYC's Colby Hamilton traces Smith's political path, one which often intersected with controversy.
Two forces have swirled around Malcolm Smith throughout his career, power and scandal. His first exposure to both came in a well-publicized event in 1990. Smith was working for his mentor, former Queens Congressman Floyd Flake. The congressman and his wife were accused of funneling funds for a Queens church into their own pockets. Smith would go on to face his own issues for allegedly using politics for personal gain. He was accused of trying to cut a deal to hand the multi-billion-dollar Aqueduct Racino contract to a politically connected firm. And his name has been floated in other reported investigations into mishandling of funds. Democratic political operative Hank Shinecoff says that's not the Smith people should remember.
He was the guy that took back the Senate, and he's a good community kind of guy.
But even as majority leader, controversy followed Smith. After he was ousted from leadership in a 2009 coup, he was criticized for coddling the very rogue members who had deposed him. The move didn't sit well with his peers and ultimately cost him his position. Smith has managed to find a way back into power as part of a breakaway Democratic faction that shares leadership with Senate Republicans. Senator Andrea Stewart Cousins now leads the minority Democrats. She says she was stunned by the latest allegations.
All of us want to believe that each of us are there with the public interest at heart.
But in conversations with other political observers who know Smith, they see nothing surprising in his alleged plot to bribe Republican officials for a shot at the mayor's office. In fact, they say his rise to power and evasion of alleged wrongdoing, despite the years of suspicion, may have led him to believe that he had a real shot to get away with it. For WNYC, I'm Colby Hamilton.